Maybe you're finishing up your four-year undergraduate degree, ready to start real life, 22 years old, say, full of energy, ambition, anxiety. Wouldn't it be great to get a how-to guide from the people who've been there before?
My name is Roland Carnum, Bristol, Rhode Island. And my advice to any new job seeker would be to do the journey inward first and then the journey outward next. Journey inward is get to know your skills and abilities, and then journey outward is how do those skills and abilities meet up to the needs and contributions you would like to make in the company.
That's some of the wise advice we've gotten from many of you. More than 3 million people expected to graduate from college this year. That's a lot of people now looking for work and in need of good advice. Listener Fran G was a little more pragmatic, though, at thetakeaway.org. She says, I'd advise young people to interview friends and older mentors. Ask them, what qualities do you see in me that would help me choose a major or a career path? And what fields do you see that may have openings? We cannot see ourselves as others see us, as employers may see us. And we still are collecting your advice, especially on majors. Looking back, would you change your major if you could? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE. But now let's talk to two fairly recent grads. One very recent, Katie Sensabaugh, graduated from James Madison University Saturday, double major in justice studies and political science. First of all, congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
And how aware are you of the unemployment rate for 18 to 24-year-olds?
To be honest, I don't know the numbers, but based on personal experience, I know that it's been quite difficult finding that full-time job.
Have you already sent out resumes?
I've been looking in my field. I've been looking at full-time employment not in my field. So I've been sending it out to a wide variety, but I'm still at the point where I'm hanging on to my part-time job as long as I can, just in case I won't be able to find that full-time job in the next couple of years.
Well, let's see if we can get some real-time advice for you here from Blake McCannon, a 2010 graduate from Northeastern State University in Oklahoma, got a bachelor's degree in international business. Thanks for joining us, Blake.
Hi, thank you.
All right, so it hasn't been all that long since you were in Katie's position. What would you tell her that maybe you wish you'd done immediately after you graduated?
I definitely wish I would have taken a job sooner than I did. I was unemployed for about 7 to 8 weeks, and the bills were piling up.
And it was just because of your lack of income that you wish, or did it become harder for you to get a job because you'd been out of work?
Well, what happened was I was solely looking at my field, and I wasn't wanting to take any other job that didn't relate to my field, or even a retail-type job.
And that turned out to be a mistake.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so that's something that Katie's actually doing right, Katie? You're looking at things even outside your field.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And how's that going?
It's going okay. Like I said, I'm still focusing on my part-time job because my expectations for receiving a full-time job at this point aren't super high. But like Blake said, I am looking at some stuff out of political science or outside of the justice studies field, since those are two majors that aren't necessarily the highest job yielding majors.
Well, I wanted to bring you both some of the advice that we've gotten from our listeners and take a listen to this one.
My name is Susan, and I'm calling from Andover, Massachusetts. And I think my advice for job seekers today is that they have to realize that they have to move out into the world of networking more actively. The days are gone when you could just send a resume and a cover letter and expect that you would get a job.
So, Blake McCammon, let me go to you. How exactly are you going about finding a job? Are you just sending out resumes and cover letters?
Well, when I first graduated, I did network quite a bit. I went to all the young professional organizations in my city. I talked to everyone that I knew. I used LinkedIn, my old professors. I wish I would have started that a little earlier in the process, so maybe I would have had a job even within my degree right when I graduated. But I didn't value networking whatsoever.
At all. And what about you, Katie?
I, too, like Blake, have been to some different environments of recent JMU graduates who are in my major who are now working in DC, to different things like that. But for the most part, I am focusing on sending my resume and cover letter because I'm trying not to put everything into the job search because it's just unrealistic at this point, I think.
All right. So maybe that's a little bit of good advice for both of you from Susan. Let's hear just a little bit more here.
This is Eric Eames calling from Massachusetts. I'm an employer of about 25 employees, and my take on education is liberal arts. If you can write, if you can speak, if you can write concisely, that's the most important thing in most high-tech jobs today.
That sounds like an employer is having trouble finding people who can really write well. So, Katie, do you feel as though, he's talking about liberal arts there, do you feel as though you've come out of college as a good writer?
Yeah, I think that that's one of the best things that I've come out of college with a major that is less practical focused, I guess, and more abstract in nature. I really have been able to write either really long papers that have to deal with anything or really short and concise papers. So I do pride myself on writing, so hopefully that's something that will be of benefit to some employer.
But Blake, when you go into your job interviews, what is it that you find? What are the questions you're being asked? What are the things that employers seem to be valuing?
They're valuing real-world experience. I don't think it's any longer about the degree that you have. It's, have you interned? Do you have that real knowledge that we're looking for? And how long have you done that for?
That's kind of difficult for someone who's just graduated.
Right. Yes.
So how do you get around that, Blake?
Well, what I did was I took an internship after I graduated. I took a retail job at the same time. And I just, every night I would apply for a couple jobs until I found that job that I loved.
Katie, would you take an unpaid internship in addition to your part-time job?
Yeah, I probably would do that. I've done that throughout college, and I kind of went into these internships when I was in college with the expectation that I might have to be doing something similar to this right after graduation for little or no money.
But you're confident that your double major in justice studies and political science is going to land you a job, right, Katie?
Eventually, yes, I am.
And Blake, you're still happy with your major in international business?
Yes, and I've landed a job that I'm really happy with.
Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations to Katie on your graduation. Blake McCammon, a 2010 graduate from Northeastern State University in Oklahoma, and Katie Sensabaugh just graduated from James Madison University on Saturday, double majored. Thanks to both of you. And we want to hear about your majors. If you could go back in time, would you change what you majored in? 8778 My Take.